Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Every big moment starts with a big dream. But what happens when that big dream turns out to be a big flop? From Wondery and At Will Media, I'm Misha Brown, and this is The Big Flop. Every week, comedians join me to chronicle the biggest flubs, fails, and blunders of all time, like Quibi.
It's kind of like when you give yourself your own nickname and you try to, like, get other people to do it.
And the 2019 movie adaptation of Cats.
Like, if I'm watching the dancing and I'm noticing the feet aren't touching the ground, there's something wrong with the movie.
Find out what happens when massive hype turns into major fiasco. Enjoy The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Get started with your free trial at wondery.com/plus.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is a representative of Gen Z, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
I'm not a Z-er, that's for sure. But I'm doing good. Generation X, old Gen X over here reporting for duty.
Old Gen NYC. We are here today to talk about the series premiere of Next Gen New York City. Before we get into that, a few things. Love Island coverage is back. It's exclusively on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. The first episode we recapped and made that available for everyone to listen to. It should be on our podcast feed, but everything going forward is going to be on Patreon. So go check that out. We're going to be doing daily drops of recaps, not really recaps, just like chatting about the last night's episode. So we had a lot of fun already with it. This is going to be a great season. Can't wait for it to see how it all shakes out. So that's a Patreon. You can also watch us with Patreon with Crappens on Demand. So get the full Crappens experience by going over there. Also, in a week, we are going to Seattle and we're going to recap the season premiere of Real Housewives of Miami at the Neptune. Seattle is one of our rowdiest, most devoted audiences, and we always have a fabulous time there. We added it on because we just couldn't not go to Seattle on our tour. So please come join us. Come with a group. Come with a friend. Come with no one. Just come with yourself. We'll take you in any form, and we guarantee you'll have a great time. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com. That's where you'll find all your ticketing links for not just the Seattle show, but the week later, we are wrapping everything up here in Los Angeles in the heart of Hollywood at the Fonda Theater. We're going to have a great time there to celebrate the end of a magnificent tour. I would say probably our best tour that we've ever had, the Mounting Hysteria tour. Everyone who's come out so far to our shows all this year, it's been wonderful. The audiences have been great. And so we're going to send it off with a bang. Come join us. Again, ticket links are all at watchwhatcrappens.com. So with all that out of the way, it is time for us to turn our attention to a brand new show on Bravo, Next Gen New York City. This was the show that we'd heard about, that there was going to be a show on Bravo about all the kids from Bravo. But I never thought it was going to sort of come out like this. And I have to say, I loved this premiere. Ronnie, what did you think about it?
I loved it. And, you know, I have to start with the disclaimer, just like I did on Love Island. I understand I'm about to make fun of children. Some of you may not be fine with it, but I am. So go away. I pay taxes. I've aged, and I reserve my right to make fun of younger people. Okay. And if you don't like it, you can fuck off. Okay. And also, I will also make fun of your children at some point. So if you don't want them made fun of, don't bring them around me. And I'll also make fun of your mom, because that's what we do. So I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really fun. I loved all the personalities on it. I think they did a really good job of finding so many personalities to do it. There's a lot of different kinds of personalities on here, which I enjoy. And what did you think?
Yes. Yeah, I loved it. And they even gave Riley a personality, which was, I think, one of the hardest feats to do. I think it's great. I actually love that it's a blend of Bravo kids, but also non-Bravo kids. I think that's exactly how they should have done it. Bravo tries its hand at a youth casting, Children in the City kind of vibe every few years, Gallery Girls, Real Girlfriends of Paris. And they've done it again here. And I've loved it every time Bravo's done it, but for some reason it has never quite connected. I really hope that this one connects. I think it will. They've put a huge amount of publicity into this premiere. So I think this will, do well. It has to. And I'm going to will it to do well.
The time will tell, I suppose. But here we are. Next Gen NYC, Season 1, Episode 1. Welcome to New York. Shots of cities. Clips, clips, clips. And then we see hear a voice as we see the city. And it says, I don't think that I could have a negative about New York if I wanted to. Live there longer. You know what I mean? To everybody who's 20. Like, if you can't find a negative thing about anywhere you live, you're not looking hard enough.
Yeah, this is, I think it's Ariana's voice. Ariana Zolciak Bierman. I don't know what her last name is. I don't think she knows what her last name is these days. And she's on a subway looking terrified. And she actually says, I'm actually absolutely petrified right now. And she says, come to New York to make your dreams come true. Of course, you have to have a dream first, but like that'll come, I'm sure.
And then we see Brooks in the confessional. We see a lot of clips of the upcoming season, right? Should we go over them all, or how do you feel?
I think we can get right into the meat of it. We don't have to go through all this. This is like the beginning of a Below Deck episode, because it's kind of like sizzle really here in the beginning. So it's basically they're all talking about New York, and it's just great, and meeting all these people really, really quickly. And they're all just like, we love New York. People just say what they think. Blah, 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 blah.
So Ariana is she's 22, which is crazy. She looks totally different than she ever did on Real Housewives of Atlanta. And she's walking two humongous dogs, which, listen, New York City is a great city for tiny dogs. Two big ones are going to be rough. Not that I don't like big dogs.
Yeah.
It's going to be rough in a tiny apartment and having to walk those dogs two or three times a day. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but it's either that or leave them at Kim Zolciak's house. And you know, Kim would eventually turn them into sandwiches for the children, because jeez, Kim is desperate.
Kim is. Yes. So she's walking her dogs and she's encountering things like gaping holes in the sidewalk and people on the street. And she's like, I love the New York energy. The second I got off my plane and walked out of the airport and smelled the urine and the cigarettes, I was like, this is my place. But to be fair, it also smells like literally my place in Georgia. Have you been around?
I was going to say, because it's what you grew up in. Your whole house smelled like urine and cigarettes. So then we see Marlene, a New Yorker, just some random lady on the street. She's like, hey, you go in there to that butcher, they'll give you a turkey leg. And she's like, oh my God, thank you so much. What's your name? She's like, Marlene. She goes, I'm Ariana. Nice to meet you. She goes, oh, it's Ariana. Say Italiana. She's like, mm-hmm. Are you the one that smells like piss, or is it in the city? I can't really tell. Do you smoke?
Yeah, I'm actually still trying to find a place. And she's like, oh, well, there's a place right up here that's maybe for rent. A guy just moved out. She's like, oh my God, thank you so much. You know, New Yorkers are so friendly. I'm like, please, Marlene's been trying to offload that apartment for 6 months.
I know.
It's infested with rats and feces.
What Marlene didn't tell you is the guy was murdered and they haven't cleaned it up yet. He's still rotting in that apartment. So please take it over. It's only $10,000 a month and you have to clean it.
So my mom is Kim Zolciak. Do we still say Bierman? I'm not even sure this week. So my mom did Real Housewives of Atlanta and my dad played football for a while, and now they're going to divorce and it's been very messy. So yeah, I was like really ready to get out of that urine infested house and get into New York.
Yeah. So she's looking for apartments and she's texting with Brooks and she's like, Bleecker Street. Wow. This is amazing. Like, what do you guys what do you guys think? I mean, is there a Zillow for this? Like, no way. $59.95 a month. And it's a 2-bedroom Italian terrace apartment.
So then we have this text conversation and she's like, oh my God, I just saw an insane apartment, $6K. And Brooks is like, where are you? Little Italy. Don't do it. Gross. Disgusting.
Little Italy, big carbs.
And then Gia's on the group text and she's like, there's always room for you in New Jersey. And Bruce goes, love you, Gia, but no. You're so lucky you're even allowed on this show with your Jersey hair.
And Ariana's like, I'm Kim's daughter and I'm even going to LOL that one.
She's like, we're not going to bring this show over to Jersey. You're going to have to cross the George Washington Bridge if you want to film with us.
So she's like, there's not many housewives kids. So I met G and I have been friends for years. And then G introduced me to Brooks. And so now we see Brooks and he's at a photo shoot, probably with his mom. We see a lot of photo shoots with his mom. And he's like in some crazy outfit, just posing, just dead eyed, which I guess makes sense for Brooks to be a model. Cause Brooks is just so like, and it actually does look so good in stills.
It's perfect for modeling to have no personality and just stare blankly in front of you.
So I love that, like, Brooksy. I love Brooks in this. I think he's
no, so he has tons funny. Of personality. I meant more like monotone personality. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, but it's like a walking still picture. Because like even in scenes where he's upset, he's like, I can't believe you did that to my sister.
I hate confrontation. So he's like doing these photos and he's like, I'm feeling like so stressed. Can't you see it all over my, look at me. I'm shaking like a leaf. Can't you tell? Wow. Mm-hmm. You can read it all over my face. Nothing but stress.
So we find out about Brooks. I'm a model, a clothing designer, an entrepreneur, an activist, a twink.
Owner of a Starbucks rewards card. And on top of that, I'm a member of the Marx family. And then we see a clip of them all together, the Marxes. And he's like, it's a full-time job. I serve as creative director of my mom's company, which, like, I love my mom. She's, like, amazing. She's literally a mother. But it definitely does feel like you're living in someone's shadow.
Mostly because she stands over me and holds a flashlight behind her head. It's hurtful.
Well, that's what you have to do to make sure your toddler is safe.
So he does his photo shoot, and we see Chloe is there and she's like taking pictures on her phone. She's like, don't worry, if this doesn't work out, I have other copies. Perfect. Brooks, you're amazing. Brooks, stop moving. Just kidding. I've never seen you move. Okay, this is great. Oh my God. Look, Meredith Marks is also in these pictures. Yes, give it wind.
He's like, get the wind machine.
You're stealing my spotlight.
I mean, I was told it was a magazine cover without my mom, and then she showed up. And Meredith is like wearing a blonde wig. She's like, hey, do you like my new wig? I look like Hello Gay now. Brooks is like,
why would they have a cover shoot with you for Meredith Magazine Monthly?
You don't even need to be here. You can leave.
I'm going to call this blonde wig Marlene. Do I look like a Marlene? Is that her name? No, that was a lady on the street. What are you guys going to call me? Marla. Hey, yeah. Little girl, they'll give you a turkey leg if you walk into that store. You guys believe it? You fall for it?
The best ever. Like, I think you should do that. Like, what is in that tea, girl? Brooks. And Brooks goes, he goes, I'll have whatever she's having, which is the first of many references to When Harry Met Sally in this episode, which is so funny that it's like this on mainly Georgia. Georgia's really trying to sell a like, hey, let's have Gen Z rediscover When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah. Fails. And everyone's like, what? I don't get it.
So Riley, then, when she goes, I haven't seen that show.
So Ava and Charlie, some noobs, arrive at the shoot. And Ava's a model, and Charlie's a crypto trader. He's like kind of the skinny, goofy little guy that gets no respect. Mm-hmm. So he's like super, gives off like a super arrogant energy. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like super rich and super cool. I'm like, you're also super insecure, and I can't wait to see how this manifests.
Yeah. And he also enters the season with a cloud of controversy over his head, which I'm sure you talked about or read about last week.
Of course. You know, I'm a crypto bro, so I already know about all this. But go ahead, Ben. Inform the people.
Well, as some people may have read about last week, there was this unfolding drama in New York City where there was this guy who was being held hostage in a townhouse in New York City. He was like a crypto guy, but he was being held hostage by two other crypto guys from like Kentucky, and they were trying to get his password for his crypto account, and he wouldn't give it to them. So they were torturing him for like 3 weeks. This guy was being tortured, electrocuted, all sorts of crazy ass shit. He finally managed to escape out of this townhouse of terrors. I mean, it's truly a terrible story. He gets out. He's able to get help. So the cops go back in, or the feds, or whoever it was, and they go and they arrest the ringleader. The guy, the two people, the one who's even worse. Actually, there was a third person who may or may not have been involved. So they arrest this guy in Manhattan, and it's all these pictures of this guy being arrested from this townhome. And guess who's standing out there during the arrest, on his phone, looking confused, and like not just a passerby, but someone who was clearly maybe going to visit this townhome, is Charlie himself.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, it's like a frat house for crypto bros. So yeah, we'd hang out there. I'll stay there sometimes or whatever. So he didn't do it. I mean, I don't think he did
it. No.
Well, we don't think he did it.
But he swims in circles with those people, which I think is pretty not good, I would say.
Oh, crypto's the wild, wild west. Y'all get some guy. So my friend the other day was like, I made so much money on Fartcoin. It's like, this isn't even real life. Please, let's talk about something else. So the top of my mouth hurts. Hold on. My cheekbone hurts. Give it a moment. Yeah. Give it a moment. You're fine. You're gorgeous.
Cheekbones are like out. So 2024.
That's really weird. That's weird. Why would this part of my cheekbone be hurting?
Maybe it's the crypto.
It's not a tooth. Okay. Anyway, maybe I had a chip.
Onset TMJ.
Yeah, whatever. Maybe. So Charlie comes in to meet, I don't know who he's meeting. Oh, it's Meredith. Because Meredith's like, hi, I'm Marla. I'm Brooks Marks's assistant. You know, the one with a fabulous mother who loves bathtubs and DJing, as you might know from homosexual pride that just happened all over the country. Are you buying it?
So Ava's like, oh my God, I'm getting scared. Ha 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 ha. But like Charlie, I think actually falls for it. She's like, wow, she completely convinced me. And so then we see Charlie and Brooks in the same confessional. There's a lot of in this show. One thing that they do is they have a lot of like different friends sit next to each other during different confessionals. And so Charlie's like, yeah, you know how like years ago I would send you like screenshots of like your hair all fucked up in these Bravo videos, Brooks, where it's like the best of Brooks Marks. And I'd be like, screenshot you and like your lips and you'd be like your hair. And I just like send it to you, bro. That was awesome.
Bruh. He's like, remember all those screenshots I sent of you looking like an idiot? He's one of those.
He's like, yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, they made me feel great. So they're all hugging and Charlie and Chloe meet. And then the director's like, oh my God, also I wanted one of you like spilling him tea, like literally spilling it. Like we could pour some tea, but then you could be spilling it. Saying, I don't know about that. I don't really spill. Who drinks tea?
Chloe's there and goes, spill the damn tea, mom.
But it's like lemonade, the tea that they get. I didn't really get it because it looked like lemonade spilling. And I don't know. It's an endless stream of tea. I don't know how many pictures they went through, but it's just like it's an avalanche.
This whole scene was so bizarre. And so he's doing it. And then Charlie's like, does anyone want me to blow Brooks? And he has a little wind blower. So he's like getting the wind on them. And then they're like, wind, 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 more wind on Brooks. And Chloe's like, you're doing amazing, sweetie. Yes.
And I love the direction. She goes, yeah, yeah, more wind. Now laugh at him. Laugh at him. Okay. No, but like mean laughing. Laugh at him like it's mean. Like,
the sort of laughing you would only laugh in the windstorm. Laugh. Windstorm laughing.
Laughing. Mean laugh at your child while you're pouring liquid all over them. Like, sounds great. Meredith Monthly's going to love this.
I wonder what these photos are all being used in. Did these photos ever actually get surfaced anywhere, or are they just...
I don't know, but there's like multiple shots. There's multiple scenes of them doing photo shoots together. It's weird. And vary them.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Every successful business starts with an idea. And on The Best Idea Yet, we're obsessed with those light bulb moments. Like how a bored barista invented the Frappuccino during his downtime, and then it got acquired by Starbucks. Or how Patagonia's iconic fleece was inspired by a toilet seat cover. On The Best Idea Yet, we dive into the untold origin stories behind the products you're obsessed with. and the bold risk takers made them go viral. These are the wild ideas and insights that made Birkenstock the best-selling sandals since Jesus.
And made Super Mario the most played video game in the history of attention span.
Yeah, Nintendo almost became a ramen company until Super Mario saved it.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Follow the best idea yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And if this podcast lasts longer than 45 minutes, call your doctor.
Every big moment starts with a big dream. But what happens when that big dream turns out to be a big flop? From Wondery and At Will Media, I'm Misha Brown, and this is The Big Flop. Every week, comedians join me to chronicle the biggest flubs, fails, and blunders of all time, like Quibi.
It's kind of like when you give yourself your own nickname and you try to, like, get other people to do it.
And the 2019 movie adaptation of Cats.
Like, if I'm watching the dancing and I'm noticing the feet aren't touching the ground, there's something wrong with the movie.
Find out what happens when massive hype turns into major fiasco. Enjoy The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Get started with your free trial at wondery.com/plus.
So then the producer is like, so what do you like most about Charlie? And we see Charlie in the confessional with Ava, but his, like, he has his, like, shirt wide open so he can show off his new, like, little chest tattoos that he has. He's like, yeah, I'm like a guy who's, I'm tough. I'm the son of a mutual fund manager because I've been born on these streets.
Nothing says tough like a Harry Styles tattoo across your chest.
Oh God. Yeah, rawr. Those tattoos are the worst.
They're the worst. I feel so bad for them because it's just like such a trend. And then when that's over, you're just like the weirdo who has a Harry Styles tattoo.
You just have a big butterfly in your chest.
Yeah. Like, it's awkward.
Undermining whatever definition you worked so hard to build.
Yeah. Which he does. He does have that as well. Yeah. So, Ava's like, yeah, I'll tell you, Charlie has no filter and he's very direct. And I'm Ava. I have no batteries. I'm completely devoid of any kind of energy or charisma or personality.
It's all been put into my perfect face and everything else. There's nothing left. So Charlie's like, yeah, I definitely get in trouble with my math. So Chloe's like, hey, so what'd you guys do for Memorial Day weekend?
Forgot. Get it?
I was supposed to go to the Hamptons, but I was shooting a campaign, so I was in the city Saturday and Sunday.
Charlie's like, we got to find a good party to go to. We could do Kossoff, not we can do Zero Bond. And they had to put it in subtitles, but they were like, these are Gen Z subtitles. They're all in different, like, crazy TikTok fonts. I like that they had to put them in there because his diction is like, Kossoff, Zero Bond. We can go to Kossoff, Zero Bond.
Do you want to go to Zero Bond? I was going to go to Phi Bond. No, Zero Bond. Huh. Zero Bond's what's in right now.
Yeah, let's also go to that place Georgia was talking about. Oh, yeah, Gonzo. Fuck yeah. I love that Gonzo has a place now. He deserves it. He's like the most underrated Muppet.
Yeah, with that trumpet always exploding in his face. Does it explode in his face? Why do I think his trumpet explodes in his face?
Is he just he blows it, and then he has like the little flying motorcycle thing, like in the Muppet Caper. Yeah. I mean, Gonzo saved a lot of lives.
I love his dedication to Priscilla the chicken. Gonzo has always been probably like my favorite Muppet, I think.
Like, I think people don't like him because he's like a chicken fucker. But you know what? I'm from the
Gonzo's
South.
Wonderful. So are we going to go to Gonzo, Zero Bond, or Casa tonight, guys? What are we going to do? So then we see a screen. Then we see a text thread. And Charlie says, let's meet up at Gonzo tonight. And then Georgia says, splendid. And then Charlie's like, Chloe, when are you, like, where do you go when you go out? We spoke about this on FaceTime the other day. Remember, do you go to Gonzo or do you go to Zero Bond or do you go to Casa? All of the above or none of the above? And she's like,
Chloe just goes, yeah. Like, Chloe is getting into her mom's stash. Chloe has never had a lot of energy either, which is so funny. Every time they try to make conversation, like, so Chloe, what did you think about that article in the New York Times? She's like, yeah.
Yeah. So Ava's like, you guys FaceTimed? Charlie goes, yeah, Brooks handed her off. Yeah.
We had a FaceTime sesh.
We had a FaceTime
sesh. Chloe, do you have a boyfriend? Yeah. She's like, I don't know. Like, I'm like single and it's like the first time. So I'm like, oh my God. Like, if something with the right person happens, I mean, I guess we'll see it, Gonzo.
So what do you, like, who are you seeing, Chloe?
No one. No, no. This is Charlie. Who are you seeing, Charlie? He's like, no one is everyone.
Oh, then Ava's like, a man of the streets. I'm officially seeing nobody officially right now. Oh my God.
Hot boy summer.
Then Brooks tells us we actually have to articulate between Brooks and Chloe because they sound exactly the same.
No, I think Brooks, they can sound, they've always, in my voice, they've always sounded, because they do sound exactly the same.
No, I'm saying, but I feel like I always have to say Brooks says.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Because they're the same.
So Brooks is like, when I met Charlie, he was in a relationship, and then Charlie is now single. It's like two different people. It's like going to Gonzo and then finding out you went to Casa instead. It's crazy.
So then Charlie's like, so Chloe, how old are you? She's like, 22, but my birthday is 14 days before Brooks, so almost 23. Wait, how's that possible?
Wait, 22. Is it, well, they could...
It must mean like a year and 14 years. Days.
Something like that.
Sorry. I was like, wow.
Something like that.
Of only Meredith Marks would be like, well, I'm pregnant again. That's crazy. They're not twins. I got pregnant with one 14 days later than the other one.
They are going to have the same voice and same face and everything the same, but they will be different days born.
I'm a double-wombed woman, okay? One is Meredith's womb and the other is Marla's womb. Chloe came out blonde.
So Brooks is witnessing Charlie flirting with Chloe. So he's like, oh my God, I'm like not okay. Amongst me to my and my friends, Charlie, he's like never grown up. He's like such like a baby. And then it cuts to him lying on Meredith's Meredith's lap, just staring at her like, you're the best, mom.
Lock me string eyes, Brooksy. Mean laughing. So then we
also
go
didn't
to
talk
our...
about the fact that he, by the way, we didn't talk about the fact that half the scene Brooks has some weird pink like spaghetti wig on his head.
The things they do to Brooks in this show, it's hard to even get them all in because he seems like he doesn't have that much going on, but we've already seen like five different wigs and three photo shoots. I'm not really sure what's happening.
And he's had tea poured on his head. So now we have Ariana and Hudson who are walking hand in hand. Hudson is her boyfriend. We did a trailer trash of this show, which you guys should all check on Patreon. But we were wondering who was this sort of adolescent boy with the sideburns and the long hair trying to be tough. And now we meet him. He's Hudson.
It's Hudson. And he does not belong here. Hudson looks like he is waiting for the doors to open on Black Friday at Walmart and he's going to beat somebody for a TV is what it looks like.
He does. And he sort of has Josh Groban styling, but kind of like, I don't know, like kind of Josh Groban meets like kid from an 80s movie kind of.
Yes, he does have like a very like, we're going to find Goonies. The treasure map. It's like the Goonies. He's kind of got a Goonies thing going on.
He's like, if Josh Groban were in the Goonies, this is Hudson.
Yeah, he does have that. And look, we don't know anything about Hudson yet. All I do know is that he's not addicted to conditioner. So they're walking and Ariana's like, oh my God, New York in the wind is amazing. Like every time I'm going somewhere, my hair is slicked back. It's like ruined in like 0.3 fucking seconds. I love this fucking city. Someone pissed on my face today. It was fucking great.
So they sit down at this restaurant and their server is like, good to see you again. Who knew it would lead to this? And I thought it was be like, oh, these Gen Z servers. And it's like a guy who's like 65. I was like, oh.
He's like, oh, the fried chicken air. Welcome home, honey. All right, what can I get you? So she's like, I brought my boyfriend Hudson to New York. We've been together for 2 years, on and off for 9. He's my favorite, like literal favorite person in the world. Literally my favorite person. Like, who's Mickey Mouse? Fuck that guy. Cut his fucking head off and shove it up his asshole. Hudson's the way to go now.
How old is Ariana now? Is she 22?
Yeah, she's a little bit. No, she's, yeah, she's 22. No,
she's older. How old is Ariana Zolciak? Because she's 23 years old. If she's been on and off for 9 years.
Yeah, it's her high school boyfriend.
They were 14. Yeah. Come on, it's time to let's get a new model here.
She's okay, not getting rid of that guy. He's a fried chicken heir. He's like the heir to the Zhang Su chicken or something.
Yeah, that's the thing. We don't find that out till later on. But
her mom didn't raise an idiot.
Absolutely not. So they're trying food, and he's like, "You have to swallow first." She's like, "Oh my god, look at my $800 Christian Louboutin heels." They're like, "Are you kidding me? It's like not even a red bottom. It's like half red bottom. It's like destroyed because her shoe is like all tatted up." Does that
Why
mean
would
it was
you wear your red Louboutin to go apartment hunting and walking all over the? What is wrong with you? They probably came like that because you know Kim got those out of a trash can somewhere and just handed them off.
I was about to say, these were probably not Louboutins in the first place. They're Louboutins. So, Louboutins.
Louboutins.
Craston. Craston Louboutins.
Louboutins. She's like, "I've been on TV since I was 5 years old. I did reality television with my family. Post clips. Okay, they're amazing. And then I started posting on Insta, and I got my first brand deal when I was 14. It was for dog food, but still. I was doing like 3 posts for Purina a week, and you get paid astronomical to do a story on Instagram. And I made so much money."
Yes. But then she says, unfortunately, my parents took my money, which is chef's kiss. Ugh, I loved hearing this because it was so, it confirmed so much. I was like, oh, I love that she's calling out her mom on her own show. I was like, good for you.
I was proud of her for this. Fuck Kim Zolciak. That is despicable to steal your children's money. And then we find out that Kim is still calling every day for money.
It's just like Kim became that mom that I just thought it would still, like, for some reason, I don't know why it didn't occur to me that she wouldn't take her kids' money. I think it's because I just didn't think her kids had money. But now that we see that her kids do have money, of course Kim stole all the money.
Of course she did. And it wasn't even for anything good. It was like for scratch-offs and nickel machines. Fucking Kim.
Yes. And so Ariana's like, "Did I see my mom drinking
rough over here? You know, I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back in 2 seconds. I'll pay you back like any second now. I'm going to win one of them scratch-offs. Just give it to me. Give it to me."
And then Ariana saying that she saw Kim drinking a $200 bottle of wine on her story. And so Hudson is like, this is where I started to like Hudson a little bit, because he hates this. And he's like, yeah. And she almost brags to us that she's like, "Oh yeah, I'm drinking the same bottle of wine right now." And we're like, "Why are you doing that?" She's like, "Yeah, but can't say exactly what they used that money for because I just found out that it was gone 2 years ago." I'm like, well, look at the cars in your driveway, and that's where the money is right now.
Oh my God, she stole all that money. And so she's like, you know, and like, I wish I would have been kept in the light about it, because like, I was grown enough to know the truth. But, you know, now our house is about to be gone, and they lie, you know, and the lying is why I moved out.
Ariana wanting to be in the light about why her mom was stealing the money, because then it's not stealing anymore.
Yeah.
Because then because she knows that you'll say no. That's why she steals it.
That's just disgusting. Kim Zolciak should be ashamed of herself, although we know that she's not capable of that, but it would be nice to see. So yes. Hudson's over this, and he's like, you know, she's saying, the thing me and Hudson do struggle with sometimes is that my mom is still asking me for money. And he's like, yeah, I don't like that. And then we see a flashback of Kim being like, oh, yeah, so I just sent you something. I just sent you something. It was a Venmo request. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Hudson's like, you have to tell her, no, I can't send you the money this month, okay? Like, you've already taken everything I have. As we all know, the only people who should be receiving money are the children. He's acting like he has some sort of career also, by the way. You know he's a user too.
Well, at least he's using his own parents and not the other way around. It's like he's going back to nature.
So Ariana's like, sometimes I don't tell Hudson when she's asking me to send me something, because like she's going through this crazy divorce and like the mother to 4 kids. And like, I get it. And I never want money to destroy a relationship with my family ever. Well, it hasn't stopped Kim.
Yeah,
maybe she isn't Kim's child after all.
Oh, disgusting. And you didn't have them kids. She did. So Hudson's like, yeah, but you're still taking money and giving it to her. And she's like, yeah, but like at the same time, what do you expect me to do? Like the AC's not working. I pay the AC bill. Like, what am I supposed to do? Get those kids a damn job. I've seen them online. They're old enough to work at a bowling alley. Get them to work. Why should you have to do it?
What's Brielle doing these days, by the way?
Oh, my gosh. Brielle, I don't know. I'm surprised they never mentioned Brielle. Do you think Brielle's like holding out and waiting for her own moment?
I feel like Brielle's falling into, I don't know, like I think it's weird that Brielle is not really the focus here. It's weird that, yeah, I want to know what's going on with Brielle.
Well, I looked her up. Brielle. She's got 1.3 million followers. That's cray cray. And she looks less crazy, I will say. She's got black hair now, I think. And it says Brielle Bierman, American socialite. LOL. Okay. She just got engaged too. So maybe that's, she maybe found a rich dude and that's why she's a socialite now. Mm-hmm. But she's, I think, a brunette. Some guy's proposing in Scottsdale. So,
that makes sense. That's a trajectory. Scottsdale is a trajectory for her for sure.
That's a good one though. That's a nice ending, right? Well, not ending.
Maybe. She looks a lot like him.
She does. And she looks a lot less crazy, I think, than she's looked in the recent past. She's very, very beautiful.
Her lips.
It's crazy that she got Kim's face.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, I'm looking at a video of her right now. Beautiful girl.
Kim must be spiraling now that she'd like, her daughters are moving out. They're doing better than her. They look younger than her. That's a lot.
She'll live off of them, though. If they both got rich guys, she's probably planning on cashing those checks for the rest of her life. Fucking Kim. Gross, Kim. Have some self-respect.
So, anyway, Hudson is basically like, she's trash. And we can't keep paying, like, for her lifestyle. And he's like, you know, Ariana's like, well, it's just not your business. And he's like, well, it's not my business. It's our business now because the position they put you in, it's our business. And you can't even say that it isn't. And she's like, well, what am I supposed to do? Say no? He's like, yeah. I kind of wish you would.
Yeah, you say no and let her figure it out. So then
friends don't let friends pay for Kim Zolciak.
Yeah, exactly. Let them new kids figure out how to get a sponsored Instagram. Why is it all up to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Nightlife time. So Georgia, we meet Georgia and she's being painted, I guess. And she's like, honestly, this is my dream. I'm just sipping red wine and someone's painting me. Yes. Art. This is like so art. I'm so art.
Georgia's the true breakout star of this show, I'm going to say.
She is. So she is 100%.
We'll never shake her hand, but she is the breakout star. And so this painter is like, yes, fabulous. You have good bone structure. You're like a modern day Meredith Marks. Thank you. But I do, you know, I do look a little like, I don't know, malnourished for sure. Right. Right.
So then that's something going message. For.
Yeah. Germ positive, nourishment negative.
So Brooks is like, where are you? And then we go to Brooks and he's like, should we like try to call someone? So they call Charlie and he's 15 minutes away. And Brooks is like, you're not even in a car. Are you in a car?
Because they're all waiting in line outside of this, like, maybe it's like Gonzo. Are they trying to get into Gonzo right now?
Yeah, they're in line at Gonzo, I'm assuming. And so now Charlie's flirting with Chloe over the phone. He's like, Chloe, my love. And Brooks is like, do we have to wait for you? Are we on the list? And Chloe's like, yeah, are we on the list or do we have to wait for you?
They're like, you're on the list. He's like, wait, we've been on the list the whole time. Oh my God. We've been on the list. We should go talk to them because we're on the list.
Hey, are you guys on the list? He's like, we should be on the list. And Chloe's like, we're on the list.
Yeah, we're on the list.
We're on
Brooks and Chloe. Are you on the Brooks and Chloe list? Because we're on that list.
We're on the list. And they're like, you're on the list. Like, told you we're on the list.
Let's go in. I'm sick of looking at the list that we're on.
So they finally meet up with Georgia and they're all hugging. And Georgia's like, oh my God, no way. I've heard so much about you from Charlie, Chloe, so much.
Chloe, of course, is very excited to hear this. And she goes, oh my God. So Brooks is like,
yeah, we had a FaceTime sesh. So.
Yeah, we like talked. We talked about going to Gonzo. We're put on the list. Yeah.
So Brooks tells us about Georgia and he's like, Georgia honestly gives like, I literally don't sleep. I go out all the time. I'm constantly working. So she grew up in the Upper West.
Wait, can I step into the role of Ronnie Karam?
Yeah.
That means she's on coke, right? Everything I've learned from you for 13 years says, wait, she doesn't go to sleep. She works all the time. She's young and she's in New York City. Cocaine.
No, you can still do it when you're young. It's when you're in your 30s and you're still like, wow, I just got home at 5 a.m. My eyes are like dimes. I didn't see coke eyes on this girl on Georgia.
No,
and
I also, didn't.
She's too chill. Georgia's like, yeah. Hey, yeah, I fucking love partying. Like, I threw a party at the top of the McDonald's spaceship in the playground. Literally everybody came. Pitbull DJ'd it. It changed the city.
When you think of like New York, I feel like everyone thinks of Georgia. Ariana's like, thank you. That's what I've been saying all this time. No, not actual Georgia. This Georgia. I guess most people think of Gossip Girl, but then you think about Georgia.
So they're like, yeah, Charlie's still 15 minutes away. She's like, oh my God, Charlie's going to be 15 minutes away for like 10 years. That's like Charlie's traject.
Okay. That was like so funny. Chloe, wasn't that like so funny?
Was it as funny as when Harry met Sally? Tell me the truth.
Listen to Chloe. She literally can't stop laughing at your joke. Listen to her now laughing. Ha ha.
Ha ha. Oh my God.
So funny.
So they met each other. Georgia and Brooks met each other through Charlie. And Brooks, like, yeah, I was invited to an event that Georgia was throwing. And then Charlie was like 7 hours late.
Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Chloe loves that story.
And Charlie's like, oh, wow. Hey, everybody. Like, wow, let's take a shot. Oh, God, that's the worst shot I've ever fucking taken. Disgusting.
Yeah. So then Charlie's like, hey, Chloe. Yeah, there's some cool bars near our spot. She's like, near your apartment? Yeah. We should grab a drink there sometime. It's kind of like going to Casa, but different. Cool. I could be down.
Like, could I have your seed phrase? He's like, no. God, stop asking. So he's like, yeah, going out with my friend's sister, great idea. What problem could that cause? I'm Charlie. I'm a rebel. I'm Rebel Charlie.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
So now, after this night of mirth and joy, it's time to see City Life. And song starts playing. It's like, I just want to have fun. Clap my hands. Turn around now. Dance, dance, dance. No one on this cast is doing any of those things. I am not seeing Brooks Marks clapping hands, turning around, or dance, dance, dancing.
Yeah, Meredith is probably somewhere with a bottle raised in the air, alone at home in a bathrobe.
Winky, 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 winky. DJ Meredith Marks playing my new favorite song. I just want to dance and turn around now.
So let's go to the most energetic person of this cast, Ava. Ava Dash. How can you have this little energy and your name is Dash?
Yes, it is Ava. So she's with her dad, Damon Dash, who they call Dame, which is kind of funny. Dame, if he ever were knighted, would he be known as Sir Dame?
Dimash. So they're playing around as a family and they're playing I Spy. And Ava says, okay, I spy with my little eye, something black. And Dame's like, definitely not one of Ava's boyfriends. And they all crack up.
Hey-o. So for those who don't know, Damon Dash co-founded Rockefeller Records. She tells us about her parents. So he founded Rockefeller Records, music mogul, huge, et cetera. And then her mom is Rachel Roy. And so I did not know all of this.
Becky with the good hair.
We didn't realize this. Well, when we saw the preview, when we did the trailer trash, we saw Damon Dash, but Rachel Roy was not in the preview, and we had not fully accessed our full Damon Dash dating or marital history, which is that he was formerly married to Rachel Roy, which I think we did know at some point, but it's just not one of those things that we committed to our memories. So yes, this is her full trajectory, and they sired Ava, this gorgeous, gorgeous woman who is a model now.
Yeah. So Dame is like, yeah, I grew up with all these guys. You know, we went to high school together. Let me tell you a fun fact. Claude was known for being the fastest dude on Broadway. And then we see his friend, Claudie B. And he's like, we used to race right there. And they're like talking about the old days with the kids. And so Dame's like, yeah, I ain't seen Ava in a long time. She's doing her thing. She's supermodeling, all of that. She just did a campaign for Tommy Hilfiger. Like, am I supposed to be impressed, or is this like a ripoff that actually sells rings?
It's one of Kim Zolciak's favorite brand, Tommy Hilfiger. So Ava's like, I've been modeling my whole life, and I'm at that point where I'm just like kind of a real adult and just kind of like figuring out what the fuck does that even mean. I'm like, okay, you're not an adult probably.
Yeah. So he goes up to meet with Charlie. She goes up to meet with Charlie, and he's like, I'll be at your runway show. She's like, you better be. And so he's like, so then we switch over to Charlie, and Charlie's like, I'm from New York, born and raised, super hungover. That's just how I roll. Bro. Here's what I love. Fucking money, girls, and fun, and crypto, brah. I like crypto.
This guy's insufferable. I'm sorry. He's like, my dad is a retired investment banker, and she made a shit ton of money. So I get some money from my dad, and then I use that to invest in cryptocurrencies. I mean, this guy really is out of Gossip Girl. Like, when you see these shows of, like, privileged New Yorkers, you know, who are, like, 17 years old, but they're acting like they're 27, and you're like, these people don't really exist. This is just in the Gossip Girl universe. But this guy is. He's like a Chuck Bass. He is here, and much less charming when you know they're real people.
They're really out there. So now he goes to the barber and he's like, Karen, at the end, just so you know, like when it airs, when my dad watches it, I'm going to pay with my own credit card and then we'll just run it on his tab.
I'm hilarious. So then we go and hang out with Georgia, the brand events creative strategist. And she's like, not to like toot my own horn, but I genuinely feel like I am one of the most cut out people for New York that I have ever met. Guys, I went through my Rolodex and I'm the one who's best suited for the city. So congratulations to me.
Yeah, I win. I have like the res to back it up. Okay. I've got many generations of my family be from New York on my mom's side. Like my parents were like between poor and middle class. Like they weren't poor enough to be gross, but they weren't middle class enough for me to lose cred right now in this confessional. So, you know, basically it was really hard. So I decided I'm going to do whatever it takes to get to a place where I'm financially stable, unless it means washing my hands, because I know better.
That's, you know what? I know I'm the most cut out to live in New York because I literally brush my hair with a fork. Okay. They used to call me Ariel and I was like, yeah, but this bitch was born with legs. Am I right, everyone? Am I right?
Some people call it New York hustle. I call it anxiety. You know, some people call it, I don't know. What is it when your family gives you everything? Nepotism.
Privilege.
I call it privilege, nepotism. I call it Monday. So let's get to it.
So they meet up. Charlie and Ava meet Georgia for lunch. It's like, hi. And Charlie's like, I really do love Georgia. She's like my sister. And if you ever need a fork, she's got one in her hair at all times. Earlier this year, Georgia would be like over every day and she would like sleep on the couch 6 out of 7 days. It's like hilarious. They keep on telling these like anecdotes that they think are like so fabulous, but they really have like no arc to them. It's like, oh my God, I have the funniest story about Georgia. Like sometimes she like comes to my apartment and she'll like knock on the door and sometimes she rings the doorbell. I'm like, you're crazy.
Georgia's like literally nuts. And so he tells Georgia, he's like, you're vibing right now. And she goes, I'm going to wear something ridiculous tomorrow just to match your aura, honestly. Your ridiculous aura. And Charlie goes, aura? And she goes, yeah. Aura's the new vibe.
That's why I only listen to music by Rita Ora. So Charlie's like, I love that you
discovered Aura.
I know. I'm like,
the old vibe.
Vibe was the replacement for Aura, wasn't it? So then Georgia is like, Charlie.
Riz is the new Aura.
So Georgia and Charlie are sitting in their confessional together. And she's like, Charlie, question. Have you ever seen When Harry Met Sally? Yes. He's like, no, who are those two lamos? She's like, no, it's like, it's this movie. And then they're like on the couch. And it's like all these couples and they're like getting interviewed and they're like, we've been married for 40 years. And I just like feel like we're in that right now. We're like an old married couple. Oh my God. I'm like so prepared for this interview. Of all the people I've ever met, I think I'm the most prepared I've ever been for this interview.
That sounds really old. Did they still say like vibe back then? She's like, yeah. It was old. So they're talking, you know, he's saying that he likes Chloe. And she says, Charlie's dated quite the repertoire of women. One of his first flirts was Lindsay Lohan. Excuse me. Lindsay Lohan is going through a decreeping phase. Can we just let her live?
Decreeping. She's like 95% decreeped. Do we have to drag her back into this mess?
Why do we need to make her look like a child molester right now? Can you just leave her alone?
Charlie goes, yeah, she would pick me up from school. And like my high school friends love that shit. They're like, we love that Emma Stone comes by and gets you. And I'm like, it's not Emma Stone.
Lindsay Lohan was dating a dude from high school that she would pick up from high school. I can't. And I believe it.
Well, there were pictures. They showed pictures. It was official.
Oh my gosh. So Georgia's like, well, yeah, you treat women very well. I've been witness. I mean, look what happened to Lindsay after. She did so well. You were a good boyfriend.
You totally decreeped her. So Charlie's like, yeah, I hope you mean that. All jokes aside. She's like, I really mean it because I learned about relationships in Harry Met Sally.
And Ava's like, yeah, I haven't seen that, but whatever. And Charlie's like, yeah, Ava doesn't get that treatment. She goes, yeah, I open my own doors. So.
So now we go over to Amira, who's a content creator and a model. And Amira's like, when I tell you New York has seen my glow up, bitch, I went to NYU. I was busted. I was busted, crusted, dusted, not lusted for, that's for sure. Musted. I went to...
rusted.
Are there any more usted words?
Rusted.
Rusted. I was rusted custard, like a train.
Which is just custard with an accent. Also, I love custard. So she's like, yeah, but I don't care if I was rusted, busted, dusted, tufted, lusted, puffed. I was still that bitch because I acted like that bitch. So she's doing her own photo shoot. She's like, am I giving like camel toe? Because like I'm giving toe, guys.
Years later, I'm that bitch.
So, and then we see her in a TikTok and she's like, hey guys, I just bought my family a house.
This house is that bitch. So she says, and in all the things that I put out in the world, it's like, I want everyone to feel confident. You know, I don't want people to feel like me going to school and not being happy with myself because I was busted and dusted and rusted and cussed. Okay. I want you to be confident, which is that you have to have a glow up and then you know you're complete.
Yeah, and she's like, okay, here's my example of being super comfy. Hey, girls, let's go pick up some sugar daddies. It's a black tie.
I actually used to be the beauty director of Paper Magazine, and at the time, I was building up my own social platform, and I was like, I can't believe I'm actually been hired by a magazine made out of paper. Do they still do that? But then I started working with Victoria's Secret, which is really a brand that's known for making women feel confident, and it's kind of like... everything just kind of blew up.
Yeah, it's huge. She's huge now. So she talks to Brooks. She's like, hey, Diva. He's like, you look gorgeous. Yeah, what do you think of the nose? Just got it. Do you like it? Do you like my new nose? Yeah, look at it. Look at it. He's like, Diva nose. Yes. Icon nose. Mother nose.
By the way, she does talk about this nose and she says, my surgeon said I actually can't get another nose job or I'll perforate my septum. But then it went viral on TikTok yesterday. So I think I've got to do it. It's worth perforating the septum just to go viral all over again.
I mean, who else has a perforated septum in their TikTok bio?
I just want people to be confident about their perforated septum. Okay, this nose used to be busted.
I love when people are like, all I want is for people to be confident. That's why I put my fifth nose job on TikTok.
As we all know, you can only be confident if your nose jobs go viral.
So Brooks is like, one thing about Amira, as you should know, you should never cross her friends. And she's like, Brooks is like that friend who will like tell you what you don't want to hear. And he'll always do it in the sweetest way. But he'll be like, you're being unreasonable at this. And I'll say, it's my nose.
Yeah, if you go after Amira's friends, you're not going to see the light of day. Like, well, I mean, she's not like a murderer, but like she'll just rhyme a lot of things with rusted and crusted for a long time.
So she's like, okay, like next Tuesday, I'm like running my first runway. So you'd like have to be there because it's like runway. Okay.
That's insane. I'm so excited. I can't wait to go.
So the producer asks who she would compare him to. And she says David Rose from Schitt's Creek. And he's like, oh, my God. Goodbye. I'm actually like out. Hold on. Let me get Chloe. Chloe, she just said I'm like the guy from Schitt's Creek. And she's like, oh, my God.
Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. So Brooks is like, so Charlie, he keeps like making jokes about taking Chloe on a date. And we see that this text exchange where Charlie is like, yo, can I place a drink order with you? Oh, sorry. This is exchange.
He's in a restaurant.
He's talking about it. But we see him waiting for Chloe to arrive and he orders a drink for himself. And then the waiter shows him the drink on the menu. And he's like, oh, and is it going to like look like that when it comes? That's fucking sick. This depiction of the drink on the menu is fire.
So Amira's like, well, like dating your friends, siblings, like that never ends well. I know so many people who've literally murdered their sister after they dated their friend.
Literally, you could never look more busted and crusted and rusted than when you date a sibling of your friend. Take it from me.
The producer's like, so what celebrity does Charlie look like? And she goes, let's do it at the same time. 1, 2, 3, Scott Disick. And he's like, Barry Manilow. He's like literally hot. Scott Disick in Barry Manilow's body.
I think he looks like a Sarsgaard. I feel like he looks like the, you know, this one Sarsgaard that's, there's the tall Sarsgaard, and then there's I think it's a Peter Sarsgaard who's with Maggie Gyllenhaal. I feel like he looks like that Sarsgaard.
The shorter one?
Yeah. The shorter
one from Westworld?
There's like one who's like tall, blonde, and statuesque, who's in Big Little Lies, who's like, he's like,
that's Alex
beautiful Hatta. Nordic. Yes. And then there's like normal.
He's on Murder Button now. He's hot.
Mm.
Yeah, and then, yeah, hot. Then there's Peter. The one that's like, then there's also Steve Buscemi Sarsgaard, the really tall one who has Steve Buscemi face.
Oh, I didn't know there was another Sarsgaard. Well, there's also the dad, Stellan.
I think there's like 10 brothers, because I think Sarsgaard brothers they're like Hemsworths. They just keep coming out.
So many Sarsgaards.
So many.
So Amira's like, okay, Barry Manilow. He's going to hate this. By the way, who's Barry Manilow? I'm surprised that Amira knew who Barry Manilow was.
I'm not surprised that Brooks did, because yes. That's hilarious. By the way, Steve Buscemi face is Bill Sarsgaard. And then there's Gustav Skarsgård, Walter Skarsgård, Sam Skarsgård. And you know what? They didn't even put Alexander up here on the, he's the main.
Are they actually related or is this just
they're all related. I'm telling you, there's like 9 million brothers.
Wow, all these Skarsgårds.
So many.
Bill Skarsgård was in It, right? Wasn't he It? Relatives, Alexander, Gustav, and Walter.
Yeah, he plays all the creepy roles. Okay, so,
wait, so Charlie... is Peter Skarsgård not related? Because he's not a relative.
Peter Skarsgård? I don't know. Who's? Yeah, Peter. He is. He's the.
Oh, you
brother.
Know why? No. Because all those people are Skarsgård, and Peter is Sarsgård.
I thought that he explains. Was a Skarsgård brother.
No, he's a Sarsgård, not a Skarsgård.
Oh, Jesus.
All this time, I thought they were all...
You're right.
They were all, yeah. All this time, I thought he was...
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking of him. This guy's such a weirdo, Peter Sarsgård. Oh, God, he always plays such weird fucking people. He played one of the lawyers in Presumed Innocent, that new show. Oh, yeah, no, I'm thinking of... Okay, Sarsgård.
But tell me that Charlie Westworld. Is not Peter Sarsgård. Look at Peter Sarsgård. That's what Charlie is.
I'm thinking of Luke Hemsworth. You see, I was thinking of another Hemsworth brother who was on Westworld.
I'm not going to give Charlie any Hemsworth. I'm not willing to give him that gene pool. I'm giving him a Peter Sarsgård. That's where he is for me.
Okay.
Congratulations, you've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says... Part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
She gets an A, it's Kelly B.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a B in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
We're on the floor with Molly Dorsett.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do the Sydney Congdon.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.